Day 200, or July the 19th. Eat, drink, and be merry. Our thoughts today are rooted in Isaiah chapter 22, verse 13. But see, there is joy and revelry, slaughtering of cattle and killing of sheep, eating of meat and drinking of wine. Let us eat and drink, you say, for tomorrow we die. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Isaiah spoke not only to Israel's neighbours, but also to Israel herself. He prophesies to Jerusalem and warns its inhabitants with our verse for today, as well as many others. It seems God's people were living just for today and giving little thought for tomorrow. As well as words of judgment, Isaiah is also given insights into the end times, which he can share with his hearers. And now, today's action step. I remember when links between smoking and lung cancer hit the news in the 1970s, and adults up and down our nation were justifying their continued smoking by saying, "It's one of the few pleasures I have, so I'm not giving up." So many people believed in the maxim of, "Enjoy today because you never know what the future has in store for you." It's very similar to our verse today from Isaiah. I've detected a slight change from people, especially those who are outside our fellowships. The maxim has changed to, "Let me enjoy myself today, and then I can get serious with God once I have at least enjoyed part of my life." What a condemnation of the church. People are saying that enjoyment and spiritual life are incompatible. Actually, they aren't quite saying that. They are saying enjoyment and church don't go together. Sadly, that's sometimes true. So how can we remedy that? A good start is for you and me to enjoy church and look as though we are. It's the church that puts people off, not the gospel. As part of the church, be sure to act as though your life depended on others enjoying and benefiting from the service. Of course, your life doesn't, but their life might.